Blackstone Audiobooks presents Love Her to Death by Linda Palmer. Chapter 1. Sniper proof, said my co-executive producer with a wide grin. 26 floors up is too high for anybody to shoot at you. Tommy Zenos indicated the beautiful 19th century English partner's desk. His welcome to my foxhole present to me. It had just been delivered in honor of my arrival. Pick whichever half you want. I'll take the side next to the window, I said. After almost being murdered in my little home office a month ago, I no longer liked the feeling of being enclosed. The desk was gorgeous, green-tooled leather top, carved edges, and cabriole legs. English antiques are Tommy's passion. In addition, he brought two antique leather armchairs from his apartment for us and a pair of Queen Anne chairs for visitors. I'd just been promoted from head writer of the daytime drama Love of My Life to head writer and co-executive producer. Because so much space is needed for taping facilities, Tommy and I were now sharing what had been his office in the Global Broadcasting Building on Central Park West in New York City. "I need you here, Morgan," he said. "I can handle the practical stuff, but you're creative." He lowered his eyes and picked anxiously at his cuticles. "Besides, you're a good-looking woman who's not an actress. You're not after me for anything, so I can talk to you." The intercom next to Tommy buzzed, and I heard the voice of our assistant, Betty Kraft. "Your father's on line one." Tommy blanched, his features twisting into an almost ludicrous expression. He lurched to his feet, shook his head, pointed to me, and pantomimed picking up the phone. I pressed the intercom buzzer on my side of the desk and said,